Late last year, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, ruled that phone customers would soon be able to keep their telephone numbers when they changed service providers. Even when switching from traditional phone service to cell phone service, the number can now stay with the customer instead of the company. At the time, no one anticipated the cascading effect this would have. Now the concept has spilled over into another branch of the federal government. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the latest expansion of portability.
If you were sitting far in the back of the packed conference room, you may have missed the smiles that broke across the faces of the 15 Postal Service employees on the rostrum. But smiles they were indeed, as the afternoon's surprise announcement was read at the end of the usual daily briefing to reporters by the Assistant Postmaster General, Lester Crandall.
I'm pleased to announce this afternoon a new feature of our Go Postal campaign. Starting next month, the National Portable Zip Codes program will commence. With it, American citizens can keep their present zip codes wherever they choose to live, across the country or across town.
Crandall said that while the plan would at first take some getting used to, the kinks could easily be worked out. He's expected to meet with representatives of the nation's mail carriers next week to work on details. While the portable zip code bid is subject to approval by the joint House-Senate Congressional Oversight Committee, it's expected to face stiff opposition in the Senate Select Committee on Communications Technologies.
Well, I think it's ridiculous.
That's Senator Phil Spiegel of Arkansas. He spoke by satellite phone from South Sudan, where he's on a fact-finding mission with the singer Cher.
I'm an old-fashioned guy. I believe that your zip code it's not a generic number. It tells your postal worker where to send your magazines and your mail.
But many people feel otherwise. A modern, mobile society, they argue, can no longer afford to remain grounded in locale-specific zip codes. Proponents of portability say a zip code is a badge of honor, an emblem symbolizing a citizen's place in the demographic, rather than geographic, landscape.
I'm Ricky Jagerholtz. Yeah, I'm a stockbroker from Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Just recently, you know, my company moved me to New York City. Let me tell you something. That was plenty hard to take. But then I found out that the post office was going to make me change zip codes. Now, look, I can't be 54494 anymore. And really, that hurts. It's like going ice fishing out on a lake, you know, and suddenly the ice just isn't there anymore.
The stationary system of zip codes has been in place for decades. In that time, those five numbers evolved from just a series of digits to a status symbol, like an expensive watch or a handsome hairpiece. For years, critics insisted that opposition to zip code mobility was a ploy by the Postal Service to further control people's lives. Rex Eaglebauer heads Citizens for Retention of All Postal Services.
I lived in Manhattan for years, and I had a 10024 zip code. And that's not a 27. People know what 24 means when you're in Manhattan, and I want to carry that with me. Having achieved a 10024, I don't want to give that up for something that, you know, God forbid, doesn't even start with 100. They have computers now. They can keep track of your zip code and your name and know where you are. We got technology that works when you have cell phones. You can move from part of the country to another. The zip codes are really no different. We should be able to carry our zip codes with us.
The new mobile zip code feature is only the latest addition to the Go Postal program, which began last April 1st. USPS officials say Go Postal has already been a success, with millions of dollars of new revenue coming from the introduction of pop-up ads on postage stamps. They're hoping to issue the first portable zip codes by April 1st of next year. But first, the House subcommittee must override any anticipated veto by a two-thirds majority of dissenting members. If that passes, the full Senate will have to take up the three riders attached to the bill by the postal subcommittee. If that fails, then only a 4/5 measure in both houses can pass. Only time will tell where this all stands. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.